guys. I want to welcome you to show number 80. As always, thank you so much for rocking me these first 79 shows. By now, you know where to find me. If you go to SoundCloud, Stitcher, as well as iTunes, search for Trill Withers, the show will come up. Do me a favor, go ahead and subscribe there so that the show will come to you every week. Got the email address and the website both set up, as you know. That's trillwitherspodcast@gmail.com, and the website is lookingupfromthefloor.wordpress.com. First things first, BQBX t-shirts. This is the last week to purchase one of those if you are interested in purchasing one of those. June 7th will be the last day to get one of those. You can go to the links. It's either teespring.com/camx or teespring.com/russx. You can find them in my Twitter bio on the website. If you're interested in getting one of those shirts, June 7th will be the last day to do so. All right, for today's show, my man Justin Durant was kind enough to join me. I appreciate him for that. We get into a lot of things. We talk about Gucci being home. We talk about the NBA Finals. We talk some real hip hop. We get into a lot. Really enjoyed this one. I believe you all will as well. So the next voices you'll be hearing are myself and my man Justin Durant. Right, I'm here with my man Justin Durant. Justin, thank you for joining us, sir.
Oh, man, I appreciate you having me on, brother.
Hey, anytime, man. We just talked about this briefly off air. So you weren't out in the streets celebrating the freedom of Gucci Mane.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't have my signs. You know, I was chilling. Like, I'm glad to see the man is back on the streets, though, just for everybody else, because I like to see people enjoying stuff.
Right.
So, you know, I see everybody's hyped. They had the playlists out. They was ready to go. So, you know, I'm with that.
Like, that's the part I don't get. Like, people, like, even if it's folks that didn't listen to Gucci or didn't like Gucci or whatever, like, people find, like, we're getting upset that other people were finding joy in Gucci being free.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
That's what I'm saying. That's I don't see the point.
At all. Like, why are you upset? Just enjoy what you do. You know, listen to your music. You don't have to listen to them, but you can be, you know, you don't have to be excited that people are enjoying it. But, you know, why you even got to say anything?
Exactly. But, I mean, I feel like that would cut like 60-70% of tweets off Twitter, period.
Yeah,
if
people like to be upset, man. They love it.
Why do you think that is?
I have no idea, man. I try to figure it out all the time, but it doesn't make any sense to me, dog. Like, how can you be mad at somebody else's joy? Like, I don't know.
Like, listen to that. Like, as you say it, like, somebody else's joy just makes people furious.
Yeah, like, that shit is crazy.
I don't know. Maybe it's not for me to understand.
Hey, everything is not meant for that, brother.
Correct. Let me see. First things first, you've been watching the playoffs, the finals, or going into the finals?
Man, of course, man. Just was watching the last couple games, man. I thought OKC was going to take it, but, man, Golden State just showed, you know, why they are the champs and, you know, why they did that historic season and shit, man. It was unbelievable watching that for real.
Okay, let's talk about that series first. So would you say Oklahoma City choked? Are they, you know, because I feel like, I feel like anytime if you go up 3-1, no matter what, if you lose 3 straight, that's a choke.
Even against a 73-9?
Yeah, because you got up 3-1 on them. They wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? It was all good when you got up 3-1 on them, was beating them by 20.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. That's a good point, man. I guess so, man. I think that down the stretch, man, they just couldn't make the plays. Like, they were up, you know, and then man, Steph just started getting hot in the fourth every time, and Klay was on, man. Dog, Klay was shooting like me on 2K.
Hey,
like,
Klay is nice, dude, man.
I'm like, man, this dude, his shot is wet. It's wetter than mine on 2K, bro, and I'm like a 94 three-pointer. You know what I mean? He hitting everything, bro. I'm like, man, that shit is unbelievable.
Yeah, Klay catch a lot of Joes. Klay's nice, though. Like, they just showed, like, the most three-pointers hit in, I don't know if it was a playoff series or the conference finals, and number one was Steph just this past series, and number two was Klay this past series. It's like, how do you beat that?
You can't, because, like, I know people always say that, you know, sometimes the jump shooting teams, they're not gonna be successful, but, man, they've proven everybody wrong, man. They're going to shoot your lights out regardless.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they did it last year and this year, so it's not a fluke, and going into the finals, I really don't think the Cavaliers got anything for him.
You don't think so? Even with Bron playing the way he is and everybody on the team just clicking right now?
See, that's what I'm hoping, because it's just such a big difference between the Raptors and the Hawks and the Pistons. And then you playing, like you said, a 73-win team. This is a new ball game.
This is a whole new animal right here. I'm not even gonna lie about that, man. But I think they got a chance. I'm not even gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? Just like how they've been playing, man. Kyrie is hooping like always.
Yeah.
Man. If they step it up on D, like they've been playing great D, I think. So I think if they step it up, man, I think they got a chance, bro.
So who you got? If you had to make a pick, right? It starts, but this go up on Wednesday. It starts Thursday. So if you had to make a pick, who you got?
I'm gonna put it out there. I'm gonna go Cleveland, though.
Okay. How many games?
Go Cleveland, man. Six.
Cleveland is six.
Cleveland is six, dog.
I'm going Warriors, but it's like I want to go Warriors in six, but they did that last year and Bronny have no help. Like, it'd be unfair to make like the same.
I know. So let me ask you this. Do you think that OKC is a better team than Cleveland?
I don't. I think if Oklahoma City got to the finals, I think Cleveland would have beat them.
Okay, it's just the matchup thing.
Yeah, just the matchups, and I don't like they just show like they show like the random ass numbers. Like for the past 24 meetings, LeBron James has won like I don't like 50, like something crazy against Kevin Durant. Like he just got his number for whatever reason, and that's the game sometimes.
Yeah, it is, man. It's hard, but I just this shit is tough.
Wait, so who you think? You think Oklahoma City would beat Cleveland?
No, I don't think so. No, I think they definitely would have beat OKC. But I'm still going to go against them. I'm going to go with them against Golden State, but it's going to be harder, I think. But I'm going to stand by it, man. I'm not backpedaling. I'm still going to say Cleveland in six.
Okay, I respect it. I said Warriors in five, and I was almost looking. Yeah. This is for the last round. For Warriors Thunder, I said Warriors in five. And I was looking real silly around game five.
Yeah.
But then, once they lost that game six.
Oh, I knew it was over.
Yeah, it was a wrap.
It wasn't no way they was going to beat them.
It was a wrap.
And Golden State, it wasn't going to beat them out there.
And I think once they won that, I was like, they're not losing the championship to anybody. You come down from 3-1 against a great team like that, I can't see it.
I feel you. Like, it's hard to bet against them, man. I like to be on the opposite side sometimes. So.
True.
That's why I'm going to just go out there and do it. So I can feel even better if it happens. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, shit go down and you was like, man, I'm on the other side. I'm going to take that.
Well, as I'm saying, I'm going to find it. I got to find a way to take some credit, like, whatever happens. Like, you got to say something random. Like, I think Channing Frye is going to have a great series. So if he does, but the Warriors still win, I could be like, well, you know, I did have Channing Frye scoring 8 points a game. Nobody predicted that.
True. Why don't you just say Dele going to lock up Steph or something?
Yeah, I need something for let's see. Okay, I got you. Shumpert's gonna hold Klay Thompson under 20 points a game this series. There's your wild prediction. Ooh. Under 20 points a game this series.
I can't go with that one, but I feel you. I like that. I like that, bro, for real. But I'm not gonna jump in that water with you. But I feel you.
And I'm trying to rationalize in my own head, and this is what I'm coming up with. Okay, they're going to have to play, you know, play small to play with the Warriors. That's, you know, that's what the Warriors, that's their thing. So if they got Bron at four, he going to need shooters around him. That means a lot of Shumpert. That means a lot of JR. I got another one for you. JR Smith, finals MVP if Cleveland wins it all. Yeah, I LeBron's finals MVP, that's boring. I want JR Smith to be the finals MVP.
I want him to pull 15 threes a game.
I think he will.
You think
I think he will. Like, I don't even think JR knows it's the finals. It's going to be like a regular another game to him.
Yeah, it is what it is. He just go out on the court, dog, and do him.
Exactly. That's why I love him.
Hey, for real. No moment is too big for him. He going to shoot that thing.
That's I wanted. I wanted Oklahoma City in there so I could see him versus Waiters.
Yeah, I saw y'all tweeting about that, dog. That would have been crazy.
Yeah, like Waiters versus JR would have been like everything that I've ever dreamed about, honestly.
Oh, yeah, man. Two guys just firing that thing. Regardless of what's going on, they don't care about the situation. They pull it.
Like, that's my favorite part of Wade. Like, he played with LeBron and Durant. And if he's open, like, he's clapping his hands. Like, he don't care who you are. I'm open.
Give me the rock.
Like, yeah, feed me.
Like, what y'all doing? Y'all see me? Y'all know I'm going to give it to me.
Right, I thought we ran this whole play so I could slip free.
For real, this is my, they called my number. I don't know what y'all think's going on, bro. This is my number.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You mentioned Twitter. I asked this yesterday. What do you think would be a bigger day, like on strictly on the timeline, Twitter only, which would be a bigger day? LeBron leaving Cleveland or next year Westbrook and Durant leaving Oklahoma City at the same time?
Ooh.
Which would be a bigger, like just a funnier, better jokes, better memes?
Man, I think the bigger thing would be LeBron leaving. Because people hate that man so much, you know what I'm saying? Like they love anything that doesn't go right with him. So
right.
That'll probably be a bigger day. I think the memes and jokes probably be funny on OKC though, because you know how they be killing KD about his hair,
oh,
and
man. Russell
dancing and all that, you know, with the Jordan face and all that stuff like that. So that probably be funnier, but the LeBron day gonna be bigger.
That's what I agree 100%. Like, I think you're not going to beat the memes. And knowing, like, Oklahoma, like, nobody going to sign to play in farm town. Like, that was pretty much their chance.
For what?
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's pretty much their chance.
Yeah.
So, do you
think they're leaving, though?
You know what? I think they are.
Both of them.
I think, because I feel like you can't stay one without the other. Like, they either both re-up or they both leave. Like, I can't see, like, Russ staying and KD leaving or vice versa. It's like we either both gonna start anew or we gonna, you know, try to make this go, try to make this work.
But see, I think, man, I don't know if it's gonna work because I think they've done basically all they can out there.
I agree,
like, for real, man. They put in some work, man, to put them on the map. So I wouldn't even like, I wouldn't be upset. I would totally understand them wanting to start somewhere else. But I don't know how that's gonna go. That's gonna be something to see.
That's the thing, like what could happen, like, it's not that far-fetched is Durant to the Warriors, which would be terrifying.
Come on, man.
Have you seen any of the stuff about that?
I have. And I don't even want to see that, man. Nah, that can't happen, man. That's totally unfair ball right there. That's unfair, man.
Unfair to who? It's not unfair to the people. It's not unfair to the people on the Warriors?
Oh, nah, that's, well, I don't know. Of course, they're going to be happy, but I'm talking about, bruh, come on. Man, think about that lineup. Like, come on, man, that's not fair to everybody.
You wouldn't want to see that though.
It'll be interesting.
See, you wouldn't want to watch that.
It would be fun to watch. It's must see TV, right there.
Exactly.
It would be.
So let me ask you, if Durant did leave and sign with Golden State, would you think less of him, like, as a player, his legacy, or any of that stuff?
Nah, see, I'm not into that, man. Like,
exactly.
Like, if you want to win, brother, go win.
Exactly.
Like, I understand. Like, I'm, you're like, man, they want you to be by yourself, you know what I'm saying, on the squad with no help and do it all. Like, that's not going to happen. That's never happened, period, in
nah.
the NBA. I don't get that, man.
I don't, so that's what I'm saying. So what better place to go than a team that won 73 games?
You're right. When you're speaking from that point, you're absolutely right. Why wouldn't he go?
Like, they're going to give him the money. He's going to have the chance to win. And I feel like the only people really care about legacy, like, Skip bait, like, people like that. People that was either going to like you or wasn't going to fuck with you either way.
Exactly.
That's the only people that's going to care about your legacy or whatever.
Yeah, and, hey, he had to link up with such and such just to win. No, he was smart.
Right.
He made sense, and he's like, man, hold on, I can go over here and I can play with these guys, man, and we can actually win some games. Like, why wouldn't I want to go there?
That's what I'm saying.
Why would I want to go somewhere where they got, you know, maybe a young guy, you know, who has promise or something, and they got one other person who's good, but they got championships. Like, why wouldn't I go there?
Exactly. And that's what I, like, if he's going to say he's leaving the Thunder, like, Russ is what, a top five, top 10 at the worst? Like, you're not going to find another guy like that. Unless
nah,
you,
man, he's
like,
one of a kind in the league.
You see what I'm saying? So you're not going to find a better, the only thing I would say East, like, you just want to go East and just live in an easier conference, I couldn't be mad at that either.
Yeah, I guess, but, you know, people, I mean, I understand competition because I love competition too.
Mm.
But to say, man, I'm just going to make sure I go to a team that's not established or that doesn't have, you know, great players, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's foolish. Like, nobody would ask these things of themselves or anybody they know in, like, their regular life. Like, at your job now, just leave where everybody works well together and go to where you have to do all the work.
Yeah, for what?
Nobody would ever ask this of anybody.
Making some sense right now,
bro. I'm just saying, man. I don't know.
You've thought about this before, huh?
Extensively. extensively. Like, I feel like legacy is a much bigger word than it used to be. And I don't really know why.
But does that only happen in the NBA?
I think
do they talk about like other players going in football or something, going to a team that's already stacked? They don't say nothing about that.
Right. Like, so, it's only NBA.
Yeah, I don't get that. I guess because it's more of a, I guess it's more individual than football or something, but I don't know. I still don't get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like even when, what's his name? Revis. Revis took a little money a couple years ago, signed with the Patriots, and it wasn't right. It wasn't
he was smart.
Right.
He was a smart man for doing that.
He won a ring, got paid, but it wasn't he should go to a team with a terrible secondary, and he should be trying to cover everybody by himself.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. People have different ways of thinking, man. I really don't get people sometimes, bro.
Sometimes I don't want to get people. Like, if this is stuff they talk about, I don't want to understand people.
Just let them have it. You got it.
You just got to let them have it, man.
For sure.
Let me ask you something else that came up on the timeline. Are you a basketball player? Like, I mean, casual?
Yeah, I used to be nice back in my day. You
know? Once upon a time?
Yeah, I was
alright. Okay, so look, do you think you could score on Harrison Barnes?
Can I score on Harrison Barnes?
On Harrison Barnes.
Easy money.
Come on now.
Right now, we can get on the court right
Justin,
now.
Justin, don't do
What's
this.
Good?
Don't do this.
Bruh, you got to understand what I am, bro. Explain it to me.
I want to hear this.
Okay. He going to come out, bro. I'm going to body him. Like, he's not going to be able, he's not stronger than me. He's not going to do nothing. And I got low-key, like, I got some post moves.
He's 6'8".
So I'm going back, I don't care. I'm going to back him down. He can't do nothing with me. He can't, bro. They used to ask, like, who? Jason Kidd used to post up all the time. Like, he's a post guy. You know what I'm saying?
He wasn't posting up people like, how tall are you?
I'm 6'1", on a good day.
Okay, so he's 7 inches taller than you. He probably got like a 7-foot wingspan.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 40 inch vertical.
3 dribbles down. Boom. 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 I'm giving him the Shaq shoulder. He's going back up. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm popping.
Is he? Do we know that for sure?
He's going to have to back up. I hit this dude with this left shoulder. He's going to back up. I'm telling you. Then he's going to jump with the pump fake, and I'm up and under. Easy layup.
Why would he need to jump though? He's 7 feet tall.
He's gonna have to, man, because he's gonna have to recover. Like, the shoulder's gonna be so real in his chest.
He can't believe it.
Like, oh,
he just
like, can't. Oh, so he's gonna lunge. You know what I'm saying? That's the pump. Then it's up and under him. Easy money.
And you
it's money.
Okay, because the scenario was in 5 minutes for $100,000 cash. Could you score a basket on Harrison Barnes? And your answer is yes.
In 5 minutes.
5 minutes. You only get the ball. Like, it's not even offense, defense. His only job is to stop you.
Who said they couldn't?
Everyone sane admitted they could not score a basket. It was
everyone sane.
Here's another one. This is another one somebody had posted. If you were locked in a gym with Kawhi Leonard,
oh man,
the only way you can leave is if you score a basket. But he's going, like, it's fully catered, and he's going 100% at all times. How long would it take you to leave the gym?
On Kawhi?
On Kawhi.
That's going to take a long time. I'm not even going to lie about that. I think he's a premier defender, man. Like,
oh, absolutely.
So, that's going to be a little tougher. I'm going to have to pull my dribbles out on him. But, see, he's still, like, his arm's so long. I don't know. That shit going to take all day.
It's
for real. If they got Gatorade and all that shit in there, I can't just wear them down a little bit. It's gonna take a long time, brother.
You think it'd only take you a day?
Oh, it's not gonna take no more than a day. I'll score anybody in a day.
Come on now.
A full day?
Come on now.
24 hours? Come on, dog.
This man
you don't think you can score on him in 24 hours?
No, I would die in that gym. I would just die in that gym. That would just be I wouldn't see my family no more. I would just die in that gym.
Bro, you're gonna get lucky. You're gonna hit a 3 or something.
Is he gonna let me get a 3 off?
Bruh.
That's the thing. He's not gonna stand there. If he's gonna stand there and let me shoot. Yeah, I'll hit 1. He's not gonna stand there and let me shoot. He's Kawhi Leonard.
I know, but I'm hitting him with a hesitation, step back or something. You know what I'm saying? A little light. step back, and I'm pulling. One of them gonna go in eventually.
This man won the finals MVP for guarding LeBron James, one of the best players of all time. And you think your up and under is going to get him off the ground?
No. See, I'm not going to do that. I got to switch it up. It depends on the person. That's why I said I'm going to have to get back to my dribble moves. My crossover used to be deadly. So I got to really, like, I'm going to have to dig back into my tricks, dog. I have to come at this man with something. Like, for real. But see, you don't understand. Like, I know, you know people. So I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you a story real quick.
Let's hear it.
I had to, when I was in high school, I was basically a point forward. You know what I'm saying? I started at point, but I used to, you know, they had me bodying dudes. I had to guard Shavlik Randolph. I know you know that guy.
Yeah, from Duke. Yeah.
Man. Yes. 7 footer. I had to guard this man. You know what I'm saying? So I got stuff that went down. You know what I'm saying? I'm not scared of nobody. I'm gonna take it to them boys, like, for real.
You was giving Shavlik buckets?
I'm telling you, I was boxing him out, pounding him down low. He couldn't do nothing with me.
How many points did he finish with?
He probably had about 25. You know, but
how many points did you finish with?
I had about 8.
It was a hard 8, hard earned,
yeah,
8 though.
All over, you know, like tip boards. You know,
free throws, you got to the stripe.
You know, get wild. You know, we in a 1-1 or something like that.
Now, was this like the championship, or this just like, you know?
Nah, it was the Beach Ball Invitational.
Okay.
So he had to guard him out there.
So he wasn't going 100% probably.
Man, come on, man. How you gonna try to take that away from me?
Nah, but I'm gonna ask, were you going 100%? I'm asking both. That's why I asked, like, for the context of the game.
Of course I was, man. I had no choice. Oh, he was gonna murder me. He dunked on me. Of course.
He dunked on you?
Of course he did. Come on, man.
Did you play it off?
No, I couldn't, because I kinda stumbled. Mm.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? It was on a tip rebound. He banged on me, 2 hands, and kind of, like, you know how Shaq would swing?
Yeah.
You know, and it took, like, whoever's under the rim.
Just kind of, like, let you know I just did that?
Yeah. And I was, you know, I was sad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was embarrassed.
Did you get over it?
I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Yeah.
That's why I'm still talking about it to this day.
You wake up in cold sweat.
Man. That boy had me hurting, dog. Like, for real.
This is in cold sweat.
Yeah, for real.
So do you root against Shavlik Randolph when you, like, see him, like, out and about? Like, when he was at Duke, you were like, fuck Shavlik Randolph. I missed that shot.
Of course, because I hate Duke.
That's so fair.
I hate everything about Duke.
Oh, you a Carolina fan.
Of course.
Let's talk about that.
Nah, see, that's what we're not about to do right now.
You said that's the line?
Man, come on, man.
I was just going to say, y'all had a great season. Y'all made it to the championship. Y'all were leading in the championship for like 39 minutes and 52 seconds.
That's really what we about to do?
And then I didn't see the end. I forget what happened.
I don't know. I really, like, I'm still in shock.
Yeah.
I just was looking at SportsCenter the other day. They doing, you know, their top 10s. Of the year so far and all this, man. Uh-oh. And I'm just like, how can we let that happen? That guy been, you know, he was hitting everything, and then they gonna just forget about him?
Yeah.
Like, come on, how, bro? I was about to cry, man.
Yeah, that's
like,
see,
I really
yeah.
was about to cry, bro. Like, I'd rather get blown out.
Absolutely.
Than hit a three at the buzzer.
I'd rather lose by 60 points than to, like, come down to the wire. Like, and like you said, like, the worst part, I mean, just saying, like, when something bad like that happened to your team, it sucks then, but then on every single countdown, every single time somebody hit a game winner, they're going to show that. You're like, damn, like, I can't live.
That's one of the best plays in college basketball history.
Yeah, like, it's never going away.
Ever. Ever. And then it just overshadows my dog Marcus Paye's shot. You know what I'm like?
Yeah. Like, he is that shy. He goes out. He's a hero forever.
Yeah. He's crazy. Crazy, man. And, like, him to double clutch Trey Ball in that big moment, it's just, then for that to happen to overshadow him, man, I'm sad. I'm sad right now.
I almost hate to say I brought it up, but that would be a lie.
Oh, yeah, you are a UK fan.
Yeah, I'm a Kentucky fan, so I would almost hate to say that I... See, but that's how I feel about, like, the undefeated team. Like, as far as I'm concerned, we went undefeated and they canceled the Final Four. It never happened. That's what you got to do for this. Like, you just got to be like, it's a damn shame how Marcus Paige hit that shot and then the whole city lost electricity. We never saw the end. Out. Yeah, y'all the champs. Congrats is what I should be saying to you.
Oh, man, for real. So how did you get over yours?
I'll be honest, I didn't. The way I tried to rationalize it was, one, we lost to Wisconsin and we beat them the year before. So I was like, okay, they got even on us. And I don't know, but it sucks now because all the guys in the NBA now are going to keep getting better. That's how I'm going to keep getting reminded. Like every time Towns wins an award or Booker or somebody like that.
Yeah, I definitely. But so how do you feel about the Kentucky being the one and done all the time? Like, does that bother you? Or, like, you just like, well, I understand what it is.
No, I enjoy it, actually. It's like we really get a new team every year. I'm getting to watch all this, like, premium NBA talent.
Yeah.
You know, for 1 year, sometimes 2 years. And, I mean, that's the way the game goes. Like, I think they should be able to go from high school. So, if they have to do a year, I'm glad they do it for my favorite team. Like Carolina, you want Carolina to get in on that, like the one and done? Because they get like elite talent, but they still guys that stay, you know, 2-3 years.
I don't know why. It just seems like it take our guys longer to develop or something, man. Like, I mean, we get players, but they don't show what I think the Kentucky players show within that first year. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, sometimes it just takes them to the second or third year to really show that they are premium. You know what
right.
I mean? I don't know why. I guess we like skinny, light-skinned dudes.
Bruh, y'all the lightest fucking team in the country. Like, that's one reason, like, I really couldn't root for y'all. It's like the lightest team. It's like the lightest team in the country.
It probably is. I know it is, actually, because I've watched. Every time I watch, I try to see, you know, how people look, you know, on the squads and stuff. And we got the slim dude. We got big boy down low now, though, a dark-skinned brother who's ready to go. You know what I'm saying? But we like the light-skinned dudes, and they ball it. They ball eventually.
Yeah, right.
It just takes them a little longer to go.
I was like, yeah, it takes like three. See, so what, do you prefer that? Like, you know, you might not be in the mix for another 2 years, but you know by the time, you know, that third year, these guys are going to be juniors, seniors. So they back in that. Like, you prefer that?
We're going to be back-to-back strong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's because Kentucky, we, like, if we ain't got it early, like, I knew this season, we just didn't have it. You just, like, watching the great teams that I've watched, sometimes you just don't have it, and that's fine too. But it's like, damn, I gotta watch the rest of the season now, knowing that we ain't got the juice.
Yeah, and I think I saw you tweet that early, like real early during the college.
Yeah, it's, yeah, it's
a, you know, just watching just to watch.
Yeah, like I during the Towns year, the Anthony Davis year, it's like you see, you're like, okay, this team might be something special, and I see Scal scoring like 4 points a game. I'm like, okay, we just ain't got it this year. We'll get them next year.
Yeah, for real.
All right, one question I did want to ask you, something that I ask damn near every guest, really, it's about, like, hard work, talent, and luck. And I just wanted to get, like, your perspective of that. Like, of your success, what would you attribute it most to? Hard work, to talent, or to luck? If you had to pick one. Of course, you know, it's all three play into that, but if you had to pick one.
Oh, man. Damn. Man, everybody gonna say hard work, but I'm gonna just be real and probably say luck.
Why luck?
Just because, like, I'm gonna be honest, I've seen so many guys who probably have more talent than me, you know what I'm saying, and they work just as hard as me, but sometimes they just, you know, they're not mentally there. Like, they can't deal with, you know, being in meetings for 5 to 6 hours, you know what I'm saying? Like, their mind wanders. They just can't keep it together.
Right.
So I have to say, I've just been lucky enough to be a person who can do that, who can endure that. Like, I was taught that from young. You're going to have to, you know, some stuff you're going to have to do that you don't want to, you know, and you're going to have to be persistent in everything that you do. So I've just been lucky enough and smart enough to realize that if I want to be in this league, that I have to do whatever it takes to do it. So I'm gonna say lucky, because for real, man, it's I don't think people understand how hard it is to stay in it.
Yeah.
Like, just the mental wear is probably worse than the physical. And you know how bad the physical is already.
Really? Why that? Why is it what's something, right, like the mental aspect people wouldn't think about?
Oh, man, like you don't understand like how much film you have to watch, how much studying you have to do like within your playbook, man. Like it's not easy. A lot of this stuff is complicated, man. It looks easy because it's, you know, you see four down, you see three linebackers, and you see four DBs.
Right.
But they don't understand if somebody moves, everything changes.
Right.
Everything changes, and you have to think shit on the fly. So it's like, it's not simple at all. And I've been in places where I've had, like, shit, man, joints look like dictionaries. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's super complicated. So it's not as easy as people think, man. And we're in there every day. Like, we're in there every day, all day. So it's like, they think that, you know, that you just go out and play on Sunday or something. But it's so much more to it, man, that people don't get. So I think that the mental wear is a lot. I won't even say, I think it is. It's probably worse than the physical, for real.
Yeah, I feel like I watch football. I feel like I know football. And then I watch like a real scouting video, like real NFL scouts breaking shit down. I'm like, I don't know shit about football.
Yeah.
I don't know. I probably know like 10% of 10% of everything it is to know, if that.
Yeah, it's a lot to the game, man. It really is. Like, and our coaches, man, I just got to give it to them. These dudes are some of the smartest people I've ever met in my life, bro. Like, for real, man. These coaches, man, they go through so much to try to make every player in their position happy, because everybody learns in different ways. Everybody sees things in different ways. So you have to understand the people, you know what I'm saying, that you're working with, and then try to figure out the best way and best method of them for learning. So it's tough, man. Like, I got to give it to them. Like, for real, man, my hat's off to all the coaches out there. Like, it's hard, bro.
Yeah, that's something I feel like watching Hard Knocks. Like, did you ever watch Hard Knocks?
Mm-hmm.
Like, watching that, and you see, like, how, like, six coaches will meet for, like, 45 minutes over, like, the 54th man, because they're like, there might be a time, like, in week 12, he might be able to block a kick for us. Like, 4 months down the line, I was like, damn, you got to think about the details like that.
Yeah, because that person could get snatched up.
Yeah.
You know, like, they, if one coach likes them, well, of course, you know, all the things go back to special teams, and all the coaches always say that.
Right.
Like, if you're good at your position, you know, you can be a solid player at your position. But if you're a beast on special teams, like, you're going to keep a job somewhere. Like, it's going to happen. Like, you're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Regardless. Like, they can bring you in just to run down and hit somebody on the kickoff.
I was like, yeah, like, they'll find a spot for you to do, like, just that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, they're going to give you that. Like, for real. Like, everybody worries about, you know, being, you know, known, and, you know, they want to be a star. And I understand. I get that, too. But sometimes, bro, you just got to, like, man, I need a job. Like,
yeah.
I'm willing to do whatever it is to play this game.
Right.
That I've been playing for so long that I love to play. I'm willing to do whatever.
Yeah. So stuff like Hard Knocks, is that pretty true to form, or you feel like, that was Hollywood, or is it reasonably accurate, like, as far as what goes on in the locker room?
Yeah, I think so. I think they got a, you know, they get a good picture of it. You know, some of it, of course, fabricated and all that type of stuff like that to make it good television. But for the most part, you know, it's pretty true to form, bro. Like, the league is real.
Would you be interested in being on? You know what I'm saying? Like, or that wouldn't really be your style. You don't really want the camera time, or you would like to be on something like that?
Honestly, it doesn't matter to me, dog.
Yeah.
I'm just a roll with the flow type of dude. So if that's what they bringing in, I'm like, all right, cool. But see, then, I think that certain people will be out there like, man, I gotta do something for the camera, man. All the girls gonna be watching.
Right? Yeah. Like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But nah, man, I can't do that because it's too important, you know, to get my job and stuff straight.
Like, definitely.
I can't worry about these cameras and what people gonna say about me on TV.
Definitely. I was like, I feel like his folks been on there, probably had the talent, but somebody like writes something about something they did, like, oh, he's too Hollywood. Now they don't want him to. I'm like, what they got to do with him, you know, blocking kicks? What they got to do with him playing special team?
Man, nothing at all. Nothing, man. And that's why I say, like, that's why I go back to the luck thing. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, it'd be some great players, man, that come in there and they'll get cut because they're late to meetings or something. You know, they weren't sure about certain stuff. Like, coaches will call you up and put you on that board. You know, and if you don't know exactly what you got to do on every situation, bro, like, they don't feel like they can't trust you. So certain guys just be out of that. You have all the talent in the world.
Wait, so was that luck, or is that the hard work? Like, they didn't put in the hard work to know the playbook or to be 5 minutes or whatever?
That's why I say I was lucky. Because I see guys who probably have more talent than me, who can work hard too, but they can't do the mental stuff. You know, right. I guess, is that attributed to?
See, that's what I was saying. I was like, but I guess because it's like everybody is. I would almost put that with talent. Like, I feel like that's just like what people are hardwired with. Like, maybe they never been on time for nothing since they 10 yeah. years old, or they could never remember a playbook even through high school, college, nothing. And yeah, so if you were born,
for you to be that guy who doesn't know the playbook, you got to be a raw athlete, dog. Like, you got to be raw. Like, they got to be like, well, hey, he's not gonna necessarily know everything, but hey. He gonna be fast when he get there.
Right.
Be hitting them hard. Like,
if we could just teach him a little bit of it.
Yeah, as long as he know just the basics. We ain't gonna give him too much. Just give him the basics, and you know, have somebody out there, like you know, like the mic or somebody just to talk to him. You know, trying to get him in the right place. Because I had to do that shit before.
Like tell a person what to do, and then just have them go do it.
Man, every play. like, you know, hey, you got this. You know what I'm saying? Just to make sure it worked, but I mean, sometimes that's the stuff you got to do. It is what it is.
Yeah. So I don't know. I could see that being under like talent or luck.
Yeah, I feel you.
But yeah. A lot of people do say hard work, and I feel some type of way about it. Hard work kind of trash. So I feel some type of way about it.
Hold on, what you mean?
Working hard kind of trash. Like you said, this folks that was talented as you and worked as hard as you and still didn't make it.
Yeah.
That's just the game. Sometimes it's a numbers game. Sometimes it's just the game in general. There's plenty of hard working people that, you know what I'm saying, just didn't shake for whatever reason.
Yeah. And that's why I say luck. Because, shit, I worked my ass off.
Right.
I worked my ass off.
Right.
Everybody in the league works their ass off. Regardless if they're lazy. You could be lazy. But you're still gonna have to work your ass off at least a little bit.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, like you can't just get out there and play. Like it's not gonna happen, man. Them dudes will knock you out, like for real.
Yeah.
So you can't just do that. You gotta work to a certain extent.
Yeah. Let me ask you one more thing about football. There was something I can't remember the cat's name. That it's like a lot of guys that are just like retiring before 30.
Yeah.
Like, is that like a health conscious thing, or you think it's just like by the individual? Is that something like the guys talk about, or
I don't know. It's been, man, everybody retiring now,
right? It's like sometimes dudes are playing like 1-2 seasons, like not even playing out a full contract, getting that much in the bank.
Yeah, man, getting out of there. I don't know, man. Like I really don't know. I think that I guess a lot of the stuff that's coming out with the research that they're doing, you know, on the traumas and the head injuries and stuff like that. And maybe it's scaring some people, man, and I understand that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people have families, they have to, you know, do what's best for them in their opinion. So I'm not mad at it, man. For real. I'm happy to see guys, you know, doing their thing and hey man, just getting up out of there. I'm not mad at that at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
You ever think about it yourself, or are you just taking it? Just kind of not even thinking that far down the path yet.
I mean, of course, I'm old, man. You know what I'm saying? So, of course I have, but I feel like I still can ball.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, I guess I want to empty my tank. Or at least, you know, have it like right above red line. You feel me?
Right. Just so enough to get around town.
I can make this one last quick trip and I still have, you know, some miles left on it and I'll still be straight.
Yeah, you still get from A to B.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I can make a trip if I need it. So that's what I think I want to do, you know, and I think I got at least quarter tank to half a tank left.
True.
So I don't want to walk away and be like, damn, man, I should have gave it another year or two or something like that.
Right, be like 45, like, man, I probably could have did another couple of years.
Yeah. I don't want to do that. I want to make sure, you know, I've exhausted all I feel like I need to.
Definitely. All right, let's see. And for the first question for the day, somebody said, Justin, congratulations on your long, successful NFL career. It's great seeing guys from HBCUs playing at high levels in the NFL and hopefully drawing more attention to the depth of talent the NFL scouts often ignore. Their question is, smaller quarterbacks, your brother included, tend to get ignored by NFL teams, you know, like their ability to see the field over a slightly taller offensive line. So you want to know from your perspective, like as a defensive player, do you find it more difficult to track shorter quarterbacks? Like how valuable do you think that is to like a Russell Wilson or Drew Brees success?
Me personally, I think it's harder to see him. You don't know exactly what they're doing. And Drew is, man, he's one of the toughest guys I played against because he knows how to look you off. Like he doesn't point with his shoulder exactly where he's going all the time. So he'll throw you off. And it's harder to see him because, you know, the old line, 6'5", 6'6".
Right.
All those guys are tall. So it's definitely tough. But I don't think it's fair to shorter quarterbacks, you know, just based off their height. You know, certain teams are not attracted to them. But at the same time, that's their right as a team.
Right.
So you can't really, you know, you can't be upset with that. You know, it's just a part of what it is. And they have certain guys that they like, and, you know, they feel like, you know, taller quarterbacks are going to be more successful. So, you know, that is what it is, man. I'm not sad, but I just wish my brother would have had a better opportunity. You know, but he's definitely doing his thing right now in Canada. You know, he's been up there about 10 years now, just balling like he always has throughout his career. So, you know, it just is what it is, man. It's a part of the game. It happens. But shorter guys are being successful now. Like you said, Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, you know, these guys, they're doing their thing, man, and playing at a, you know, elite level in the league. So it's definitely possible.
I say for like the short, like sometimes you can't see him. You feel like they, like Russell Wilson knows how tall he is. You think he uses that to his advantage to kind of like hide behind his offensive line, then he can sneak out and make the play he wants to make, or?
Sometimes I think so. You know, sometimes it could probably be a disadvantage to them as well because they can't see, but they've been practicing so long and they know exactly, you know, where that guy's going to be, so they just throw it blind.
Right.
You know, it is what it is. They trust, you know, their receivers to be where they're supposed to be. And that just attributed to how much they practice and, you know, how hard they work as a unit.
Right.
So I think it just goes both ways, bro.
True. All right, the next question we had, somebody had asked, could the average man score a bucket on you? Just like in the Harrison Barnes situation, in this case, you're Harrison Barnes. Could you shut down just the average person from scoring a bucket on you?
Look, we're talking about the average size. So we're talking about like a 5'7", or 175 guy?
Yeah, is that average? I feel like that's tiny. Is it?
Is it 5'9"?
I don't know. I don't know what the average. I thought the average 5'9", 5'10".
5'10" is the average.
Yeah, this is like a random. Like he played a little in high school. He plays a couple times at the Y. Like the average guy, could he score this? Okay, let's say the same rules for the Harrison Barnes. 5 minutes. You only on defense. Winner gets $100,000.
Oh no, I'm getting that money.
He wouldn't score a single bucket.
No, he wouldn't.
Not one.
Nah, not the average dude. Nah, I'm gonna work him. I'm gonna work him.
Hold on, listen to what you're saying. Though you're saying the average man couldn't score a bucket on you, but you could score a bucket on Harrison Barnes. Listen to yourself,
that's
man.
That's how I think, man. It is what it is, man. I gotta be confident in myself, bro. I'm sorry. When it comes to sports and music, like I'm confident in everything that I say, for real. I don't care. But he's not gonna score on me, dog.
True. Okay, we didn't really talk music. What I guess, what are you confident in musically? Like, what you listen to now? What's about to blow? Like, what's give me something? Ooh. Give me something. What you listening to this summer?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm a Chance fan. Like, as far as the younger guys, I like Chance.
Okay.
I think that, you know, he's doing something different, man, and I don't think it doesn't sound forced. It just sounds like, you know, it's just naturally him, some different type of shit, different vibes. And I think that shit carries over longer than, you know, For the Time music.
I agree. Yeah, like Chance, I've listened to his stuff. It's not really for me, but I wouldn't say it, like, it's not whack at all. It's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's definitely different. And it does seem like that's just him. It don't seem like he putting on no front to sell a couple records or nothing. Like, he just seemed like he just recording his life, and I can fuck with that.
Exactly. Now let me ask you this about that. Do you think he did Ultralight Beans for him and he gave it to Kanye?
Is that the rumor? Is that the word now?
Nah, that's what I thought. Like when I listened to the last joint, and you know, I hear the blessings, I hear angels and all that shit like that. So I'm like, hold up, man, like this shit sound like like ultralight beams type stuff. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, that honestly wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah,
because it's like, you know, if I like this, you probably wouldn't give it to just anybody, but this Kanye we talking about.
Exactly.
Like, you would just give it to, you know, your homeboy or somebody that's hot right now. This Kanye an all timer. If he put you exactly. on, you on forever. So that wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Yeah, that's why I think that's why I respect that, man. Like, for real. As far who else I'm listening to, I ain't gonna lie.
Oh God.
No. This man, I think he's good. Of course everybody, like, you know, I love Future.
Correct.
I'm gonna go ahead and put this out there too, because I haven't tweeted about it. Views is trash.
Oh, let's talk about it. Let's take it there.
Ain't even nothing to talk about.
Let's talk about it.
Man, I don't know, man. I guess I expected so much. I think I expected a lot more, you know, because I would say universally, like, we think of him as probably the biggest rapper right now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, okay, it's time. Like, he been, shit, holding it for a couple years or whatever, thinking, you know, I'm like, all right, he gonna finally put out some straight fire, dog, and I'm gonna really rock with it. Cause I like his albums, I think, for the moment, but then
you never go back to him.
Yeah,
that's exactly how I feel.
I'm not even trying to be cliche or none of that, but I go back to Take Care. I like Take Care.
See, I go back. I think So Far Gone is my Take Care. That's the one I go back to more than any of the other
ones. That's understandable. Cause his first album was garbage.
See, I disagree with Thank Me Later.
You think that was good?
It wasn't garbage. I don't think it was garbage.
What's good on there?
I'm glad you asked. I'm going to pull it up right now. We're going to find... Like, I feel like it's... Again, it's nothing... I'm not saying it's a great album, but to say it's garbage? Nah. Thank Me Later had a couple hits. Let's see. Where's the track list?
What was the joint with... Miss Me. Okay, the joint with...
Wayne. Yeah, okay, here we go.
That's going to be cool.
Fireworks with Alicia Keys was cool.
You still listen to that?
Nah, but it was a cool song.
It was alright for that time.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's Drake's music. Karaoke was cool. I still listen to Resistance. I like that one.
Yeah, that's one of that's like some So Far Gone feel.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, Over,
I get
Over was a cool little single. Show Me a Good Time was trash. Up All Night with Nicki Minaj was trash. How you feel about Fancy with T.I. and?
I used to play it when I was doing my little iPhone DJ shit. I ain't gonna lie.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I won't play it no more. Like,
right.
So, okay, all right. So, let me ask you this. If something was good for a time, but you don't even listen to it no more, does that not make it garbage?
That's what I struggle with. Because here, okay, Unforgettable with Jeezy, I still listen to that. Light Up with Jay-Z, I still listen to that. Miss Me with Wayne,
yeah.
I listen to that. CeCe's Interlude is dope. Find Your Love and Thank Me Now at the end. You could argue me those are trash, but...
Yes. So, okay, you at least said that five or six songs were trash, right?
And it's also five or six I said was... That's why I say if it's five or six good songs, I can't...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's all I would say. It's okay. I think it's better. I think it's better than Views.
Might be. Damn.
You see? I think it's better than Views. I don't know how much of... I don't know how much praise that is, but...
I guess, man. I don't know, man.
Well, okay, so back to View. What didn't you like about Views?
It just was boring to me, dog. Like,
yeah.
Very, very boring. Like, I couldn't get into it. Like, the first time I tried, I didn't even listen to it, like, the whole way through.
It's because it's 20 fucking songs. Why would he make an album that's 20 songs?
I don't know, man. He's smart. He's smart as hell. I don't know why he would.
That's what, like, he... If anything else, Drake is he's got the mindset for it. If anybody would know that, like, man, we don't really want no 20 track albums no more. If you got like a strong 8-10 tracks, let's hear them. But 20? Nah.
20 in 2016. Nobody ain't trying to hear that.
Nah.
Like, our attention span is way too short right now. Like, everybody, like, the consumer's span is super short, dog. So I need maximum 13 songs on a joint. Like,
see,
I don't need no more than that.
See, even then, like, mine probably was 12 or 13. Even that, it's like creeping down more as my attention is getting more and more trash. Like, I look at now, see, I'd be like, 11 songs? Oh, come on.
Damn.
Yeah.
So you're not listening to no mixtape. Well, you listen to Gucci?
See,
you're going to throw 30 on the thing.
Easy. See, that's what, and Young Thug used to do that too. Young Thug would drop a mixtape with like 27 songs, no problem. And he's kind of, I think he's just learning with the times. And his last couple mixtapes have been, you know, 8, 10 tracks.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see what, like, is Gucci still going to, you know, when he went in, he was still making 28 tracks. He dropped like 3 mixtapes on in a single day.
So that's why I couldn't do it.
That's fair.
I can't keep up with him, dog.
That's fair.
I really can't.
That's fair. Even
if I'm out and I hear some joint, I'm like, I might Shazam that shit. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna play that one. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I'm not about to search through all those mixtapes to find my 5 to 10 joints that I need from him. I'm cool.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
See, that's how I feel about Views. Like, I feel like there's good stuff there. Like, I think the first half is terrible. I think the last half, when it, like, the upbeat stuff.
Yeah.
Like Controller Fire, One Dance Fire, couple more. But the first half, you can keep just about everything on the first half.
Oh, you ain't like Hype?
I did like Hype. I do like Hype.
Okay.
Yeah, I do like Hype. Hype and Feel No Ways. That's the only two I like on the first half.
Yeah.
I think the intro may be the worst song I've ever heard.
That shit is terrible.
Like,
I see people like tweeting like the words, and I'm like, man, this is garbage.
Nah.
What are y'all doing? But hey. Oh, hey, who am I, man? That's how I look at it. Like, hey, who am I to say, you know, how you supposed to feel about it? I think the shit is garbage, though. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, so you, is there anything you go back to on that?
Grammys.
Yeah, Grammys is fire.
Yeah, because the boy held it down at the end. And I've seen people say that Future was whack on that.
So, you know, that verse had to grow up. Like, I think the chorus is trash. I think that's just a lazy chorus. It is what it is. But once Future starts rapping, Future starts flowing.
Man, he's going in. I'm like, dog, he's spitting. Like, and my brother, like, my older brother Darren, he don't like, you know, that type of stuff like that. But we put that Grammys on, he's like, yo, this dude riding, man.
He don't like stuff like Future?
He like Future, but he don't like nobody else.
He like real hip hop, let me guess.
And I love it too. That's what's crazy. But I think I'm like, man, I have to try to open my, I guess, my mind or whatever, and try to understand what these young dudes are talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna just close it off and be like, nah, they garbage, I don't wanna hear it. I can't do that.
That's what your brother does.
Music that much.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I gotta hit like Lil Uzi. Like, I love Lil Uzi, I ain't gonna lie.
But your brother would never give that a shot.
Oh man, I prayed for him. He like, man, what the fuck is this? I'm like, dog, this Uzi, man. This, you know, little dude go into me. But he can't rock with it like that.
So what's your brother listen to a lot? Let me guess. Your brother listen to a lot of J. Cole.
Yeah, he like J. Cole.
Your brother listen to a lot of Wale.
He don't. He likes like 90s.
Okay, that was gonna be my, I was gonna, he listen to like a lot of like New York. He listen to Cannabis.
You know, Locks is his favorite group. You know what I'm saying? He love Cannabis. His name is, guess what, his name is D-Block. That's what we call him. We call him D-Block.
For D-Block, I'm guessing.
Yes. That's he used to listen to so much Locks and Styles P.
Oof.
Like, yo, his name is D-Block.
That, oof. I never got too much into, I love Cannabis too, so I can't get on nobody for that. Yeah, I never too much listened to D-Block.
Hold up, bro. Why?
I don't know. It just wasn't really. I was growing up in the South at that time. I was like not really trying to hear that shit. I was trying to hear.
If you listen to Cannabis, then obviously you love. Well, not gonna say you love, but you listen to DMX.
Some.
Hold up, bro.
Hey, I was a product of my environment, man. I listened to New Orleans, Atlanta, Tennessee, like 3-6.
Okay. Oh, 3-6, like my second favorite group ever.
Who's your first? Outkast better be the okay. I'll say Outkast is the correct answer.
Yes.
So yeah, when I'm listening to Outkast and Wayne and Juvenile, I don't really want to hear niggas getting shot by at the bus stop. And I don't like. I'm good. Jadakiss.
Yeah. That. Oh man, he love Kiss. He love Kiss to death.
That. But I would never say like Kiss is not whack. He can rap for sure. I don't really want to hear that shit.
He can't really make great songs.
See, like, that's all. Okay, that's how I feel about, I don't know if it's dropping tonight or sometime soon. How you feel about Pusha T?
I like Pusha. Pusha can spit. I like them with Malice. I like the
clips. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I love the clips.
Love the clips.
Love
Like, I don't think he can. Because I listened to the last one. I ain't gonna lie, I listened to it. What was the name of the darkness?
It was too long. The name and the album itself, too long.
The name was definitely too. I don't know the goddamn name. But yeah, I'm like, it sounds cool. Like, I'm like, yo, he's rapping, but it just didn't catch me. Like, none of his solo projects have really grabbed me. Like,
none of them.
Like, it just don't. I don't know why.
That's how. Like, if I see a song that's like featuring Pusha T, I'm always here for a Pusha T verse. He could rap his ass off. But if it's like his albums come, I was like, do I really want 15 songs? I don't want 15 songs to Pusha T.
Yeah. And then they said that, I've seen people say that, what is it? My Name Is My Name or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
That one. They was like, that was the best album of that year.
Absolutely not.
What are y'all talking about?
I don't remember what year it came out in. I know that's absolutely false. That's absolutely false.
And that's the same shit I was on. I'm like, man, I listen to it, but I don't see what y'all talking about.
Nah. And then he got stuff coming out with Jay-Z, and I was like, Jay-Z my favorite rapper of all time. I do not want to hear any 2016 Jay-Z.
Man, you don't want no verse from Hov?
Nah, I'm good. Just let me, like, I don't want nostalgia to cloud my judgment. Just let me remember you the way you were. Let's not ruin this. Don't say anything problem. Like, I don't want to hear new Hov music. I don't want to see Hov start tweeting. Then he start tweeting like some wild shit, and it's like, you're problematic.
I don't know, man. You seen the picture? He wearing like some dad softball jeans. He's almost out of here.
That's what I'm saying. You want to hear music from that?
Nah, not the guy I just saw the other day with Beyonce. Nah, I don't want to hear that.
You see what I'm saying? So that's yeah. So if Hov is, I don't know. I'm trying to even think of like the last time I looked forward to a Hov verse. Honestly, and I love Jay-Z. This pains me to say.
Bro, I look forward to the shit that just came up, the All the Way Up joint.
See, I've still never even heard that.
And you ain't miss nothing.
You see what I'm saying?
You ain't miss nothing. But I think that. But see, it wasn't no rappers on there. Like, you know, Fat Joe is a legend in itself or whatever. You know, he did a lot for music and stuff like that. But he's not known as like a spitter,
right?
You know what I'm saying? But I think Pusha is a spitter. So I'm thinking that whole that might
he could bring that out of him. You know, that's true.
Yeah. So I'm gonna listen. I don't know if it dropped yet or not, but I'm gonna listen to it as soon as it come out. I can't help but to do it.
See,
I got to.
That's
you
how
got to. You can't do that. Man. You gotta listen the whole joint.
Do I? It's 2016, man.
Damn, that's 20 years in the game.
Like, you see what I'm saying? 20 years. He's gave us some great material. I can go back and listen to that if I want to listen to Jay-Z. I don't have to listen to art connoisseur, father, and husband Jay-Z. I want to listen to, like, narcotics dealing Jay-Z.
But the name of the song is Drug Dealers Anonymous.
But both these niggas, like, 40. Like, they ain't dealt drugs in years. I assume they haven't dealt drugs in years.
Yeah.
They talking about yesteryear, so I can just go back and listen to you when you might have actually still been in that life.
Oh, so you like your niggas to live their verses?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah?
See, I'm torn on that, too. Because on one hand, it's like, we just talked about Drake. Drake not even the one writing his shit, so how's he living it? But if the shit jams, I listen to it. So,
yeah. I guess it depends on
I would say it depends. It depends, I would say.
So what you think about this the Troy Ave situation?
Man, it's like, did you see the video?
Yes, I did.
Like, he's done, right?
I watched it like 30 times in a row. I'm like, yo, what is going on?
Right, like,
we don't know what happened in that room back there.
That's what I was like. We keep seeing the same camera angle for a reason. That's not the only camera in that room. Something else happened. But I mean, going off what we've seen, like, he's done, right? Like, he's done.
I would assume so, because it seemed like the dudes were running or whatever. He gonna let that thing fly.
Like, he was like looking to make sure, like, okay, yeah, it's you, and then let off a couple.
Man, I was like, dog, I couldn't believe it, bro. Like, I really was shocked. Like, I'm like, man, I don't listen to his stuff or nothing like that.
Yeah.
But I know who he is. You know what I'm saying? No, I respect everybody trying to do their thing.
Right.
So I'm like, damn, I don't want to see that happen to nobody. But we as people, we always talk about, man, he don't do that for real. Like, we all don't feel right. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's a good point. It's like, then, okay, we see what happens.
Now we see something happening for real, and we shocked.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, we can't do that. Like, you're supposed to be like, hey, you want your person to live their lyrics, then you're supposed to be like, oh, okay, that's what's up. That's what he's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point. See, that's the thing. I think I've heard one Troy Ave song in my life, so he might be rapping about shooting niggas. He might not. If he does, then I mean, it's like Schmurda, man. Schmurda was rapping about what he was doing too, and it's about to, like, it ain't looking good. Yeah. So I don't know. I might have to walk that back. Maybe, like, lie in your raps, 2016. Just lie about it, man. Don't really do that. Like, don't get caught up in this dumb shit, man.
It's all entertainment, man.
Yeah.
Just make me think that you would do it.
Right. Like, that's all I want. Like, just
make it believable, brother.
Like, do you think Plies ran off on the plug?
No, sir.
You think he did it twice?
Not at all, brother.
See, but it's like, I respect that he cared enough to lie. I respect that he cared enough to lie to me. Like, does Noriega owe Rick Ross 100 favors? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But he cared enough to lie to me.
Man, lying for years. And I still love it.
I love it. Like, Ross is my guy. Like, I can't, no matter how the project is, Ross and Wayne, I'll listen to them forever. The project could just be terrible. And I know it's going to be terrible going in. Like, 62-year-old
Rick. Listen to Lil Wayne?
I still listen to Lil Wayne. I can't quit it.
Wow.
I've been listening to Wayne.
You talking about, like, new Lil Wayne stuff?
I still listen to Lil Wayne, yeah. I've been listening to Wayne since I was, like, 9 years old, man. I can't shake this. I'm
so
too deep in
the Free Weezy album more than once?
Not more than once. Okay. Now,
what was the last mixtape that he dropped?
Oh, God. See, here's
Sorry for the Wait 5. Something like that.
If it came out, I listened to it. I feel like it's... For all he's given me over the years, it's his proper respect.
You holding that?
I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of it. Okay. But that's how I was with Jay-Z. Jay-Z has made it easier because he doesn't release mixtapes for me to not listen to.
True.
He just kind of does it.
But he's going to put out one song you say you don't need to hear. That's crazy.
Because it's going to take...
How can Lil Wayne going to take up a whole hour of your time? Because he's going to drop 20 songs on that mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
20. 16, terrible.
You being generous.
No, I low-key am, because that's my dude, too. Like I love Wayne. Wayne is one of the best ever to me. Like, for real, I love him, man.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And I be wanting it to be, I'm like, man, he going to come back. Like, I heard him on, just a couple years ago, when he spit on A$AP Rocky joint.
Killed it.
Crazy.
Killed it.
Oh, my God.
That's what draws me back in. That's why I don't listen to the Jay-Z song. I was like, if I hear a hot verse, I'm back in.
Yeah.
It's like I've kicked myself of the habit. I can't even have one beer. That's the Jay-Z verse. I can't even have one beer, man. I'm living clean now. But like Wayne is like heroin. Like, I'm already addicted. I'm not even trying to kick that no more. I've just accepted my addiction here.
Wow, dog. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. When I give it to you, at least you can admit it and be like, yo, it is what it is.
Oh, yeah. I would never try to rationalize it or say that it makes any kind of sense. But I'm trying to think. You got anybody like that? Somebody that you listen to regardless? Like, forever?
To tell you the truth, no. Because I can say.
You're quitting nigga quick.
I know it's going to be garbage. Like, I can say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of people that I love, and I always will have respect for them and what they did. And I always listen to their music, but some of the new stuff, I know it's going to be trash, so I'm cool.
He's like, what's the point?
Yeah, like, and I guess my only person, if I do that, it would be Wayne, too. Like, because I actually tried the Free Weezy album, and I like,
yeah, it
was better than what he had done previously, but it still wasn't up to par with what I expect from Wayne.
Right.
So I was like, I'm cool. Then I listened to half that, sorry for whatever it was, and I was like, man, nah. Nah.
See, that's what, like, and I hear, like, the he had the verse on Rocky shit. He had a couple verses on Nicki Minaj songs last year. And I was like, okay, yeah, like, he might still have it. That's what keeps me listening to a project.
Yeah. What you thought about the Colly Grove joint?
I fuck with it. Yeah. I fuck with it. Because, I mean, it was basically like a 2 Chainz project with a little bit of Wayne.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't as much, like, they wasn't battling bars back and forth. It was just Wayne kind of sprinkled in. So I fuck with it. What'd you think about it?
I thought it was cool. Definitely cool, man. Like, I don't know why, man. I love 2 Chainz.
I love 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz is an icon.
For real. Hey, also real.
Oh, absolutely. I say that with no joking. 2 Chainz is an icon.
I agree, brother. Just like, because he'll say whatever comes to his mind, man. And I respect that, and I appreciate that, for real. The shit is hilarious to me. It's kind of like, don't get upset with me. It's kind of like Luda used to be.
Oh, God. You know, like, tread lightly.
Don't act like you didn't rock with Luda, like, first couple albums, dog.
I did.
Okay.
I'm guilty.
And he used to say some wild shit. And 2 Chainz the same way. He just said, like, he clever with what he's saying, dog. I'm like, man, what? He got the two joints. He got two black girls in the back, one white in the middle. It's a Klondike. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, I get it. You know what I'm saying?
See, that probably actually happened. He's rapping what he lives. That's what I like in my rappers. When I say I want you to, it don't have to be always shooting guns. But if you're rapping about what you live in, I can get with that.
Yeah. It definitely probably went down one night where he had it like that.
Once upon a time.
For real.
Well, so see, that's my thing about Luda. My thing about it's not the stuff whack. I feel like as you know, with adult ears, maybe it's always been whack. That's the conundrum. Like that's my issue. I was like, damn, was it always whack? And I was just young and didn't know no better. Or was this like, did this really just work out for the time? Like, I think Luda made great music for the time.
Yeah, I agree, dog. Like, if I go back and listen to some of it now, I'm like, nah, man, I don't know what I was doing. But I used to love that shit at the time, back in 2000, 2001.
It was
fire.
And that's why, like, so you feel like it's anybody that you enjoy now, that, like, 10 years from now is going to be like, what the hell was I thinking?
Ooh. Damn, that's a good question. From an adult, like, that I just started listening to as an adult.
Yeah, like, you've been... I'm gonna tell you mine right now, and it pains me. Young Thug.
See, I don't listen to Thug like that.
Huh?
I mean, I can't, bro. Like, when he first came out, I was like, okay, he had some joints. I was like, he kind of riding the Wayne thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't gonna lie, that upset me a little bit, brother.
That's fair.
When he started coming at Wayne.
Yeah.
Like, hold up, man. Like. You know, the Barter 6 and all that. Like,
the album
was cool. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah, that Barter 6 is fire. But, the name, absolutely.
Yeah, like, calm down, man. You coming at, you disrespecting one of my favorite dudes. Like, and I think that's wrong. Even though I enjoy his music at the time. But I just think that, I don't know, like, what is he doing? Like, I don't think it's not like that to me, bruh.
Damn. Tell me what am
I missing?
What's the last Young Thug? It was Barter 6 the last one you heard?
Nah, I listened to I'm Up, and that shit was garbage to me.
Whoa. Let's all just simmer down here for a sec. Garbage? Like, you don't listen, you ain't like nothing on there. There's nothing that you go back to.
Nothing.
Not with them?
What, with them?
Hold on, I'm looking
at... I'll go back and check, you know what I'm saying? Because, hey, sometimes I'm wrong. Sometimes I miss something. Sometimes, you know, I can get a little distracted or something, and maybe I missed it, but nothing caught me. I'm like, man, this is trash. He had like some, you know, some Casio beats and shit. I'm like, man, what is this?
Okay, I can get with that. I had him, Mixed Slime Season 3 was with them, but F Cancer, the song with Quavo, you didn't like that?
Well, they weren't even talking about cancer.
They got that out the way early. They said, fuck cancer, shout out to, and then they... Like, they got that out the way early. You focus on the wrong things.
The name of the song is Fuck Cancer.
You worrying about the wrong things.
What?
You worrying about the wrong things. The song is fire.
You don't like your song titles, like the actual words to match the song?
He said fuck cancer, bro. We got that, like, cancer trash.
All right. I know. So he should be talking about ways that cancer is trash in the song, correct?
Should he? We already know them ways. We already know cancer trash.
So since we know, we're not supposed to listen to, like, I wanted him to give, like, some kind of, like, perspective on this shit.
You like a medical analysis? Like, what? He's Young Thug.
I wouldn't mind. Give me something different for Thug. You know what I'm saying? Give me something. You can mumble it. You know what I'm saying? and do whatever with it, you know, do your flow and all that, but tell me something about why you're saying fuck cancer.
You're asking for a lot.
That's too much?
I feel like it's too much. Like Hercules? Hercules was on. Hercules was dope. King Troop was dope. Family was dope.
Hercules was on there?
Hercules was on I'm Up.
See, I heard it. I think I heard it like a long time before.
It dropped before, and then that was the project. So yeah, Hercules had been out for a minute. Family, the song with his sisters is fire.
They can't. All right. You're talking something crazy. I'm like, man, nah. I don't know, man. Were they rapping? Were the sisters?
Yeah, they were rapping. It was two, Dora and Dolly. They both rap. Don't sleep.
And I assume you like their. They got projects too.
I've heard that they have one coming. I've heard that they have one coming. I'd be here for it. I'd check it out.
You on deck for Dora and Dolly?
I mean, six songs. I'm not listening to like 27 songs, but if they put like a quick EP, I would listen to it. I'm not gonna, because you know Thug's gonna be on like every song.
I guess. Okay, so what do you think about female rappers?
As far like just in general?
Yes.
I don't even know how to answer. Like, but I'm trying to think of like a woman rapper that I listen to.
Yeah, like, do you like? Yeah, if you gonna go hear some stuff, you're like, man, let me put that Nicki on or something.
See, that's like, I think Nicki Minaj is. I think she can like rap, like really rap. Yeah. I think she's extremely talented. But I don't think I've ever heard a full Nicki Minaj album. I don't really have a desire to hear one. But
you ain't listen to the Pink. What is it?
Pink print, whichever.
Yeah, Pink print.
Because I've heard, like, I want to say, like, I was, I don't know, somebody's car that was listening to it. It was like a lot of pop stuff. And I was like, okay, this is what the album is, which is fine. Yeah. You know, get your money. And when she wants to rap, she can rap her ass off. I'll just wait to hear those verses instead of listening to, like, her, the full album.
I got you.
But I'm trying to, outside of her, like, who else is.
I don't know. Like, I just haven't heard, like, a female rapper in a while that made me want to like, man, I gotta hear that joint.
Right. You know, that's like, I'm really trying to think now. I can't come up with a single one.
But see, you're not a rappity rap guy.
I'm not.
So you probably don't like Rhapsody or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? The girl from I think she's from North Carolina, right?
I don't know that. I can't say that I've heard.
Yeah.
She like rappity rap.
She was on Kendrick joint.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She like 17, like to young chick, right?
I think so.
Like 17, 19, something. Something. Yeah. Okay.
But now she can spit. I ain't gonna lie, she can spit. And I think I've heard, like, because I think she worked with Night Wonder. Mm-hmm. So I've heard, like, some joints that she's put out, you know, and I'm like, it's cool, but it just doesn't bring me back. Like, I need stuff that bring me back to it.
Right.
Like, for real.
And I'm really trying to think, but I don't even know, like, what it would be. Like, I couldn't even say what would bring me back. I don't even know.
Yeah. I feel you.
Because
I don't know. And I wasn't trying to be like, what are the key male dominant trigger words on Twitter? On Twitter right now?
You're trying to be a cis heteronormative.
What?
I don't even know. I see these words and I put my like finger under the words like fucking like reading rainbow. I don't know what any of this stuff means. I was like, I just try not to be a piece of shit.
We just were talking about you know, just rappers and stuff, and I just thought about it from the female perspective. Sometimes I wasn't trying to be like that either.
No, absolutely. I'm just really trying to think. Like, there's really not like even I feel like when I was 10, it was more women rappers than it was. Like it was like Lil Kim was out, Da Brat was out.
Oh man,
Foxy was out and was like they were doing numbers. They were throwing like gold and platinum records. They were jumping on remixes and everything. And now. I don't know. It seems like you just don't like outside Nicki. Like if you want a female rap verse, or Gangsta Boo.
Oh man, come on. Gangsta,
the legend Gangsta Boo.
And
Lachette.
For real.
So yeah, if you want a verse from one of them, but I'm sure somebody gonna hit me with like a list of 100 of them. I just haven't heard them yet.
And I wouldn't mind checking it out.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm more than willing. I just haven't heard. I just don't know of it.
I gotta listen to this Young Thug, Doris and Dolly joint.
Yeah, you do.
Like, what makes you want to actually be in line waiting on their project to come out.
It's called Family. It's the last song on the album, man. All right. I'm gonna tell you when you gotta listen to it. You gotta be in the car.
Okay.
You gotta be in the car and you gotta just let it ride. Don't ask no questions. Don't answer that text. Don't answer that tweet while it's playing. Just let it ride. Just listen to what they're saying.
Do I got to be going a certain speed?
Between 67 and 72 is optimal. But
okay.
But you okay. know what I'm saying?
I got to be on the highway. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I've did some city cruising to this.
You didn't switch it?
Nah. Like the temperature between like 71 and 82 degrees, you gonna fuck with it.
Okay, I'm gonna have to come back to Atlanta for that. I'm in New Orleans now, man. It's about 90.
Jesus right Christ, I believe it. New Orleans, I love New Orleans. It's so fucking hot.
Man, dog, I'm outside. I feel like I'm a goddamn broiler, bro. I'm gonna peep that though. I'm gonna come back to the A in a couple weeks, man.
Yeah, if you like Family, let me know. We'll put you on the Slime Season 3, the one that came after that. Have you said you hadn't heard that one, have you?
No, I ain't listened to the Slime Season 3.
Okay. Yet. If you fuck with Family, we'll go from there. Right. And we'll have you report back. That one threw me for a loop. I didn't know you were gonna say that you didn't like Young Thug. I didn't know those were the words you were gonna say.
Hold on, so everybody likes him?
No. And I'm confused when I find out people don't.
I guess, to each his own, brother. Straight up.
I think that's about all we had. I think that's a good way to go out. I want to thank my man Justin Durant for joining us.
Man, no, I just happy to be here, man, for real, man. Much success to you, dog. Like I said, man, I'm a huge fan of the show, man.
I appreciate that, brother.
Glad you had me on here, dog.
Hey, anytime, man. Go listen to that Family by Dora and Dolly and Young Thug. We're going to have you report back.
And I'm going to let you know if it's trash, bro.
Oh, please, by all means, please do.
Like, for real.
Yeah, don't sugarcoat it.
Let it be known, man.
Okay. Don't sugarcoat it.
I got you, dog.
All right, appreciate you, man. All right,
for sure, bro.
All right, and with that said, that brings show number 80 to a conclusion. As always, I want to thank you guys so much for rocking with me these first 80 shows. Again, I want to thank my man Justin Durant for coming on this week. By now, you know where to find the show. If you go to SoundCloud, Stitcher, as well as iTunes, search for Trill Withers, the show will come up. Do me a favor, go ahead and subscribe there so that the show will come to you. Got the email address set up if you've got any kind of questions, comments, concerns, testimonials, anything like that. That's trillwitherspodcast@gmail.com. Got the website, that is lookingupfromthefloor.wordpress.com. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, this is the last week to order a BQBX t-shirt if you are interested. June 7th. Again, June 7th will be the last day. You can find those on the website, my Twitter bio at teespring.com/camx, teespring.com/russx. Thank you guys that have already purchased those. I appreciate you guys getting those last orders in before June 7th. And as always, guys, thanks so much for the support. Stay righteous.